$50,000. Clinton Ford in the stage, $150,000 ringer. Achieved Platinum EV, Millionaire Club member, and Performance Club for 192 months, Mr. David Hall.
All right. Excited to be up here and share some information with you guys today. We are going to haul butt through my section of the training because typically the part that I'm going to share with you guys right now, usually I reserve for Super Saturdays where you're given about an hour and a half. We're given less than half of that. So we're going to be moving really, really quick. I'm apologizing up front if you're not able to get all the notes that you want to take in advance. For those of you that don't know me, this is your first time here. My name is Dave Hall, former Chippendales dancer, formerly self-unemployed. Okay, that hurts my feelings if you laugh about that. But obviously, there's not a group of women out there that are interested in short, fat, wet, white men dancing on stage. But actually, I don't have a high school diploma, don't have a GED, did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield and we started part-time, 5-10 hours a week, around a very busy schedule. Within a few months, it was paying me more than my full-time job, which didn't take a lot of money to pay me more than my job at that phase of my life. But our second year, we made a six-figure income with Legal Shield. We've never made less than six figures for the last 16 years in a row. And today, life is dramatically different than it was just 17 years ago when I was introduced to the business. This is a picture of my family. We have 8 kids. I am from Utah. It's 1 wife, though. With 8 kids, I'm obviously just broke at a higher level. Kids are very expensive for those of you that have them. Everywhere from my oldest son back right there. He's on a mission for our church right now. I've got to a 1-year-old in my lap. They're still running around making messes at the house. And just like Mr. and Mrs. Burns and the other people that you heard, the best part about Legal Shield is really being a parent. In fact, that's probably the biggest problem with the business is because I'm a stay-at-home parent, I have 8 kids. If I had a job, I'd probably have 3 kids. The lunch breaks are too long. All right, so anyway, I'm going to just jump into the information. This is a family-rated show, though. We'll keep it family-rated. I'm going to talk about what happened when we first got going in the business to set up for what I really feel like is the grand finale at the end, which we'll share for you. When we first got going, we did, like a lot of people, we went and talked to family, friends, neighbors, and stuff. One of the first guys I went and talked to was a guy that was like a brother to me. His name was Dave. And it was real easy. If I was in, he was going to be in. I had no doubt that when I got in this business, he was going to sign up. This was really, really low fruit on the tree, okay? But then he led me to someone named Jason, who led me someone Damien, who led me to Sally, who led me someone Deanne. That organization right there has created an organization, over 21 people that have hit executive directors, over 41,000 memberships. But Dave quit the business early on in the business. Within the first year, he canceled his membership because it didn't work. They ever have anyone on your team that they quit before they ever really even got started? Today, just think about what that position would be worth. All he did was hold on to his membership, take a break, maybe get going a little bit later in the game. Went and shared it with a good friend of mine that was a member of my church named Matt. He led me to his brother Kevin, led me to Gerald, led me to Doug, to Chris, to Parley, to Dave, to Rob, to Marcella. Now Marcella took off, built a large organization, led me to a guy named Mark, to Carly, to Danny, who built another executive director organization. But again, before we found the gold, a lot of people canceled their memberships and quit the business. And it hurts when it's people you really like, when you love, when they're family. You're like, you get that report that says they're in pre-cancellation. It's like, hold on, we're family. How could you already quit? You've only been in the business a month or two. You haven't even done anything yet. But all those people, again, with the red X's on them, are out of the business today. And that's very, very unfortunate. And each one of them have a unique story about where they could be today if they had just kept that membership. The stress would be taking off their marriage, their financial situations and stuff, if all they did was keep a membership. Ended up recruiting a guy named Juan. Juan was trying to get me a loan to do a home modification. He led me to Eric, to Laura, to Lisa, to Rob, to Seth, to Mike, to Ben. Now, Ben's famous in my Legal Shield story. I have told Ben's story thousands and thousands of times. Ben is the kid that looked like Edward Scissorhand at the car wash. I was simply going to the car wash to get my car cleaned. He said, oh my gosh, this is my dream car. I love it. But he had like black spiky hair and white base makeup and eyeliner and piercings everywhere that I could see everywhere. And I didn't want to recruit him, but he was, oh my gosh, I love your car. Well, car allowance was paying for my car. So I'm like, an audio CD. I'm like, here, just go listen to that. If you're interested, call me. I didn't get his name and phone number. I was so concerned that as he was drying the hood of my car, he might scratch it or something with one of his piercings or something. So I just wanted to get out of there. Well, next day, Ben calls me. Hey, I listened to that CD. I want to do this business. I'm like, oh, great. Sat down with him. And my question was not, who do you know? Because I didn't want to know who he knew. I knew if I asked that question, we'd end up at a rave at 2 a.m. So my question was, who are the sharpest people you know? And he's like, well, my brother-in-law, Dan. So he introduced me to Dan. Dan introduced me to Amy, who introduced me to Will, who introduced me to Brian. Now, Brian happened to used to date Ryan, or at least they were friends of the opposite sex. Depends on who you ask. But anyhow, I don't want to get him in trouble or anything else like that. Don't listen, Kate. They were just friends. All right. So Brian then invites Ryan out to an event. I didn't know Ryan, but Brian knew Ryan. Ryan sees it, doesn't do crap. How many events did you come to before you finally did anything?
It took me 45 days to get my free.
Yeah, well, I mean, it took him 45 days to sell his third membership. It was on the last day. But, I mean, you came to, like, a few different events before you would even think about signing up.
Yeah, I came to your house, you did a training, I came to a luncheon. Took me about 14 days to sign up until I talked to my dad, and he had to service some usual real estate.
So for 2 weeks, he kept coming to events and not filling out paperwork. I remember the Saturday morning when she finally got him over to my house. We went up in the theater room. We did an in-depth training. It was awesome. I'm like, anyone with an IQ over 5 is signing up today after that. And he's like, I gotta go. I got something I gotta get to. And he left. And I'm like, you've come to all these events. You came to a training to learn how to do the business, and you're not even in the freaking business yet. So he leaves, and he leaves without filling out paperwork, and I'm like thinking, no loss there. And that guy just don't get it. He just don't understand. But then he goes home, he talks to his parents, and his parents said, oh yeah, we've had the membership for like 11 years or something like that.
He originally bought it in 1982.
They were members since 1982, his parents. Like, some of you weren't even around in 1982. And his parents started telling him story after story after story that they had used it. The gentleman who sold his parents' membership never offered them the chance to become associates. And I thank them for that. They didn't know you could make money, and they had been referring people to him as happy customers and never getting paid anything. Now he tells them there's what you get compensated for doing the business. They were amazed. They were some of the first people that joined his team. All of a sudden he comes back, he's ready to go. Little nugget there, facts tell, but stories sell. He heard stories from me and other people at the briefings, but man, when his parents shared stories with him, it's like my mom and dad ain't got any financial gain of telling me a story. They're genuinely happy customers. Boom. So what happened is Ryan then led me to Kate, another lady, April, Lucas, Gabby, and numerous other people who have hit executive. I couldn't put Josh on there. Joshua on there. There's so many other executive directors, but that's a $250,000 ring earner organization. But it all came from Edward Scissorhand at the car wash. Just think about it. You never know where that next seed is going to go. Okay, so always, always be planting those seeds. So that's another organization. But here's what's happened. Look at all the people to save a dollar a day, canceled their membership, and are out of the business. And I'm talking executive directors on our team, right?
Wow.
How does somebody hit executive director, get those paydays, and then someday not be at our team event? Pride, ego, whichever way you want to describe it. Stay humble, follow the system. Don't worry about anything else. Follow 10 core commitments. Your leadership will steer you in the right direction. You just stay right lockstep with the 10 core commitments and doing your exposures and plugging into events. You'll never get distracted. Sometimes I've had people that hit executive director call me with a product in another network marketing company, and they feel like it's not a conflict if they share them both. Could you imagine me telling that to my wife? Hey, honey, I got a new girlfriend over here, and hopefully you guys, we can all just get along together, the three of us. No. I'm sold out to Legal Shield. Legal Shield. What? Recruited a guy named Jared. He led me to Rusty, led me to Rob, led me to Andrew, led me to another guy named Jared, led me to Preston, led me to Jared, led me to Julie. Julie was a lady I went to church with. I gave Julie an audio cassette. This is how far back we're going, about a small business plan because she owned a tanning salon. I thought, hey, this might work for your business. But you know, sometimes there's those people where you go to church with them. You don't want to be pushy. You don't want it to ever be awkward. Like, you know, when you show up church, if you're like Moses and you can part the aisle because everyone's like, here he comes, get out of here. You know, you don't want to be that person that everyone's dodging because you're annoying. So I planted the seed, but I totally left it in her court. Well, all of a sudden, a few weeks later, and I've been following up with her, but she just hadn't pulled the trigger. A few weeks later, I have an associate of mine sitting in the lobby of her tanning salon. And a guy going door to door down the strip mall walks in and says, hey, can I talk to you real quickly about this legal thing? And he full on just does a quick brochure application. Here's what Legal Shield is and does. And she loves it. She's like, oh my gosh, this is what Legal Shield does? She's like, my neighbor gave me a tape about that a couple weeks ago. I just haven't had the time to listen to it. He says, oh, who's your neighbor? She says, Dave Hall. He's like, oh yeah, I know Dave Hall. But he didn't say, oh, he just barely gave that to you. He's been trying to get you to watch it or listen to it. You should get back with him. He says, oh, I know Dave Hall. So do you want to get this plan? And my associate's sitting right there in the chair, and she's like, you totally didn't re-edify Dave Hall, and you're like trying to grab this sellout from underneath him. And so she's like, I'm the owner of the store is like, I'm really busy right now, but if you can come back this afternoon, I'll have this application filled out. He's like, cool, I'll be back in a few hours. My lady sitting there in the chair excuses herself, goes out in the parking lot, calls me, do you know the lady that owns Hottie's Tan Huts? I'm like, yeah, that's my neighbor. I'm trying to get her a membership. And it's like, well, someone just walked in and did a brochure presentation and left her a blank cap, and she's filling it out, and he's going to pick it up in like 3 hours. And I'm like, oh, she ain't. I texted her. I'm on my way down to your store to pick up that application. She filled it out. I stopped in, picked up the application, went home. She bought the membership for me. Then, a few days later, she had a patron in her tanning salon doing something very illegal. It's a family show, so I'm going to leave it at that. She called the police. The police showed up and arrested him. She then prospected the police, which was Officer Udy. Officer Udy, another $100,000 ring earner on our team. Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah. Jason, are you just trying to put the puzzle pieces together? Now, the crazy thing is, I, a few weeks before that, had just bought a brand new Chrysler 300C. Only car in my life that I ever ordered from the factory. And a lady backed into my car and took off at a parking lot. And I called the police, and Officer Udy was the one that was responded to the incident. And I was so mad I wanted to kill this lady, but I got her license plate, so I didn't need to. He then filed the police report and, you know, sent it in. And through Legal Shield, I finally got her insurance company to pay for the damage that she did. But I didn't prospect him because I was so furious at the moment. And then 2 weeks later, I'm up on stage at the business briefing. I look down there, and there's Officer Udy sitting there. And I'm like, I know that cop. And that cop's like, and I know you. And when I said, when Julie's sitting there with the police officer, and we recognized each other, and we both knew each other, she's like, this doesn't surprise me. I'm like, we know each other for different reasons, okay? So anyhow, he then signs up. There's four different organizations with executive directors in them, ring earners in three of those, numerous ring earners in some of those organizations. But I wanted to show you how thin that thread is that connects you to someone that goes out and makes hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was... You can call it luck if you want, but it's activity. It's such slight activity. Ben at the car wash didn't know anything about me. The information he listened to, if you would have handed him the same CD, would he have come to the same conclusion? Yeah, he wanted it. Now, is there a skill set in, once someone signs up, helping them get fast start qualified, like Ryan dug in with Joshua and helped him? Yes. First 18 people that joined my team never ever fast start qualified, never had any success. I was a horrible sponsor early on in my business, and I'm going to show you. Here's the people that have quit that business and lost their position and now do not benefit from the work that goes on. But when you quit, that's okay, because the overrides just keep going up to the next active person above you. So it's not always a bad thing. I would rather you just stay in the business and make more overrides. But if you're not here, the money will always find an active associate somewhere. All right, now I'm going to talk real quickly about Mr. Bill Mwonga right up here. Let me give you the history on Mr. Mwonga first of all. We grew up in the same neighborhood. We went to the same junior high together. We probably helped beat up the same stoners, right? We played on the same football teams together. I had a half pipe in my backyard, so we skated together. We used to be skaters. We did a lot of fun things, kind of like the Little Rascals. We were mischievous together. Long story short, you know, you grow up, you mature, you move on, you get married, you lose track of each other for years. I joined Legal Shield, and within the first year, 2 years, Mr. Mwonga was on my list of one of the people that I reached out to. Now, you can see his production date, 2001, 16 years ago, is when I had Mr. Mwonga join my team. Now, remember, I was not a good sponsor. in 2001. I was a horrible sponsor. And so when he joined my team, I didn't sit down and teach him and work with him and help him. I neglected him, and he quit the business. Now, in all fairness, he was busy doing other very successful things in his life, and it might not have been a good fit for him at the time. We all have different seasons where things come in and out. Long story short, his membership ended up lapsing, and he dropped out. And years later, he reached out again to me, said, "Hey, I need to get that membership." We signed him back up, and again, he didn't do anything, but he at least kept his membership. And I tried to print off the whole genealogy report to show where he's at, but basically, I'm somewhere up here, and this is Bill Mwanga down here. You can see there's a few people that came in while he was inactive. Because I just keep building down, until I find someone that'll tear it up. I don't put them across my front line. I build depth, and I'll show you why there's a time to go wide, a time to go deep here in just a little bit. So he joins my team. He's 31 levels or 27, he's 30 something. I need oxygen to go down and visit him. Okay? He's deep. He's way deep. All right. So then, I finally hit that home run. Have you ever recruited that person where you know they're going to make you millions? That one person, they don't come along very often. But you recruit that one person, it's like, this person's going to make me rich. So the former attorney general for the state of Utah had come to our national convention and spoke. He wrote the foreword for a book that Mr. Stonesiver did. He absolutely loved Legal Shield and Prepaid Legal. But he was a member for many, many years, but he could never do the business because of conflict. He was the attorney general. He had 200 attorneys worked for him. But he always said, "Someday when I'm not the attorney general, I'm coming to Legal Shield to work." Well, I was on my way to Oklahoma. I had a layover in Denver. I get off the plane. There's a text on my phone that says, "Hey, I'm ready to do Legal Shield." He had changed his phone number. I didn't have his new phone number. He's like, "Hey, I'm ready to do Legal Shield." And I'm like, "Who is this?" And he's like, "Mark." And I'm like, "Mark who?" He's like, "Mark Shurtleff." I'm like, "Oh, crap. So I call him up. I'm like, "I'll be home in a couple days. Let's get your paperwork signed up." And I didn't want to say anything. I posted on Facebook, "Hey, I've got someone I've looked up to for 15 years. They're not going to join our team." So I recorded this quick video. We got volume.
Highland, Utah. And last week I posted that I had someone I've looked up to for 15 years that was going to be joining my team in Legal Shield. And he's sitting right here in my office. The suspense is over. Ladies and gentlemen, the newest associate on my team, former Attorney General for over 12 years in the great state of Utah, Mr. Mark Shurtleff. Welcome to the team, Mark.
Thank you. It's good to be an official member of the team. You know, as some of you don't know, 12 years as Attorney General, I think I was the first sitting Attorney General to become a member of, at that time, Prepaid Legal and Legal Shield, because even though I was the Chief Legal Officer of the state of Utah, I needed it. And by the way, I used it several times while I was the Attorney General. I believe more than anything in equal access, equal justice. I have seen the other side of the coin now and been a victim where sometimes justice isn't equal. Sometimes you have to fight really hard for it. The only way you do that is if you have good representation. I had it. Many people can't afford it. Now you're going to be able to with signing up people and my participation in the program.
Wonderful. So, we know I had a lot of people inquire over the weekend, "Hey, how do I get involved? How do I get to be a part of this?" If you're serious, you want to be part of me and Mr. Shirtless team, I need you to private message me because we're going to break all kinds of records.
It's crazy.
And blow this thing up. Get on board, guys.
Boom. All right. Big fish on the line. I was like, he's like, "Hey, I've got the CEO of this corporation in speed dial. I can get you into any company you want here in Utah." I'm like, "Oh, we are so doing an end around on everybody that's got caught by the gatekeeper. We're just going right to the CEO and everybody." Well, I said, one of the most important things you can do is you've got to go to convention with me here in a few weeks. He's like, I'm there. I love your conventions. I've been to them before. I'm like, all right, I'm getting you a ticket to the executive director banquet. You can stay with me in a suite in the hotel. I got everything covered. You just make sure you get there. He's like, deal, I'm there. But then between that day and convention, he got dragged into a huge class action lawsuit, and he had to now hire expert witnesses and depositions, and next thing you know, he's maxing out all of his credit cards to take on this huge lawsuit that just ate up all of his time. We went from you and me, we're gonna tear this world up, to he's busy working 80 hours a week. And all of a sudden, I shoot him over a text, and I said, hey, you still going to convention next week? He says, oh man, I love you, brother. I really appreciate that you would love to go. I would love to go, but fortunately, I can't afford the airfare and hotel. I'm sorry, I dropped off the earth on you. I should have waited until after swallow trial, and then I got hit with a request to argue a case before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals the first week in April after the lead counsel left. I need to go to Mississippi for prep, moot, court, etc. In a couple weeks, yes, I'm still very interested in moving forward aggressively with Legal Shield as soon as I'm back from Atlanta. And I'm like, suck. Convention is once a year. This is my ticket to show him the big picture. And he bailed on me. Like, he has no clue how important this event is to his future in the business. And I'm like, you know, feeling between sorry and pissed. And I was at a training, we have a weekly training on Wednesday nights. Kate Burns was actually doing the training. She was talking about getting people to convention. And she said, it's really simple, just text some people and invite them. And I'm sitting in the back on the couch and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna do that. I got this extra ticket. I got nobody else in my hotel room with me. I got an extra executive director banquet ticket. I'm gonna see who wants to go. So I'm just scrolling through contacts. A's, B's, B's. Bill Mullen guy. Like, I ain't talked to that guy in forever. I'm like, what the heck? I'm gonna shoot him over a text. So I shoot him over a text. Bill. Now remember, I built deep. Bill wasn't doing anything. Kept going deep underneath Bill. All of a sudden, someone took off and started working deep down underneath Bill. Now, if you're an associate at the associate level, and someone below you goes out and sells 1,000 memberships, what level are you at? You're at the associate level. How much money did you make? Absolutely nothing. That's where Bill was. So, I text him, I say, dude, your team did over 50 sales this month, and I have a ton in the pipeline. I would love for you to come to convention with me in 2 weeks, March 9th through 11th. I think it would be just what you need to explode your business. It only happens once a year, and I don't want you to waste the next year. He replies back, I'm in, let's do this. I'm like, holy crap, this works. He then says, I need some direction here. I have lots of people interested. I just don't know how to get them signed up. Can't even access my account yet. LOL, I'm ready. I said, okay, get to Oklahoma City as early as you can on the 9th. I will find a ticket to the sold out event. Like, it's sold out. It's so hard to find a ticket, but if you can get there, I'll hook you up. I already got an extra ticket. I just didn't want to make it sound like, hey, I'm trying to get rid of an extra ticket. I'm like, you show me you buy an airline ticket, I'll match your energy with a convention ticket. So bam, I got him excited to come to Oklahoma now. Now, this is his back office. This just basically shows him, hey, right at the beginning, we all have to start there, level one. Nothing's really going on in his organization. Saturday night, convention's over. The white party is happening. The Melia's party is going on. We're supposed to be changing to go to the party. And he's setting up his Prospect by Legal Shield app. And he's all of a sudden calling people and plugging them in. I'm like, dude, It's 11 o'clock. You can't be calling people and prospecting them at 11 o'clock. He's like, it's only 10 o'clock in Colorado. Okay, so I knew that I had something special when he would turn down the party with all the big wigs in the company to work. He wanted to work. And that night he sat down, and right out of the gate, he put 12 people. And I'm not talking, he just grabbed them out of his phone and put them in. He's calling them and texting them, getting their permission to put them in. So you have a high opt-in rate. And all of a sudden he hits this governor that says, you've exceeded the maximum amount of people you can put in 1 hour, 12. And he's like, hey, what's this window? And I look at it and like, oh yeah, you can only put in 12 in 1 hour. Everybody in the company knows that. We all have this problem. First time I ever knew that this has a governor in it. Then the next day was Sunday. We didn't work on Sunday, but on Monday I found out there's a governor. You can only put 25 people in a 24-hour period because he pointed that out to me also. So I thought, well, I'm not going to the party. This guy's working. Something special is about ready to happen. I'm going to just record what's going to happen. Volume.
Convention here in Oklahoma. Got Dawson here. Got Bill over here. And myself right here. And this is Bill's first event he's ever been to in Legal Shield. He bought a membership from me 16 years ago. And he officially has now sold one membership to Angela and sponsored one person on his team, Angela. But coming out of convention, he has committed to go executive director within the next 30 days. We're already 12 days into the month. Bill, what were your thoughts on convention?
Actually, I committed to getting a $100,000 read
within the next year. Bill, I had to freaking beg you to get out here to convention, but I promised you if you didn't feel it was worth it, I would cut you a check for all your expenses to get here. Was it worth coming?
Yes, sir.
What advice would you give to somebody else who's sitting there thinking about, should I go to the next big event?
Go.
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 No matter what it costs, no matter what it takes, right?
Yep.
All right, so here we are, day number one. The work is just about ready to begin. We're going to document the numbers this month as we start making the run from associate, not senior associate level to executive director level 1 month from the day you get out of convention. In fact, not even 1 month, 20 days. 20 days to executive director. Today's number one. And the clock has started. And we're going to get going.
Now, that's the 12th. 13th was Sunday. We don't work on Sundays. The 14th was Monday. So Monday's like the real first full day that we're going to work this business. Every single day, here's what I told him. I need you to take a screenshot of your Prospect by Legal Shield app so I can document what your activity was. I need you to take a quick video of what you did. So a video file of here's what I did today. And then I'm going to go in and take snapshots of your back office so that we can document the next literally 2.5 weeks of what's going to happen in your business. So day number one, 20 days left, 20 prospects left to go because we want to hit 20 in the month and there's 18 days left. Then the next morning we had our team breakout and they had him come up and I'm like, I have no idea what he's going to say, but I probably ought to record it just in case. They wanted new people to give a testimonial of how exciting they were.
And I say I'm just getting started. I'm not kidding. Yeah, so David Hall signed me up for Legal Shield September 20, 2001. This is 2017, 16 years ago. I have signed up one person in that time. I am just getting started. So I have full custody of my two boys who are 11 and 9, and so I drive them to school in the morning, I make their breakfast, I pick them up after school, I get them fed and do their homework. I do that by myself. So I have a job, I own a consulting company, and I make about $150,000 to $160,000 a year. So that's not my why. My why is I have a big family, I know a lot of people who can benefit from this, okay? So over the last 2 days, I've made a list of over 100 people.
Awesome.
My sister, I know a lot of people who are struggling, and this is for them. Oh. By the way, I get to make $100,000 in the process. This year.
So now we've got people clicking on the link and watching it. So the next day, 19 people have to go, 16 days left in the month. We're 5% of the way to our goal. But then, and we're not going to be able to listen to all these, but I'll let you listen just to see how raw he was in the beginning.
I just got back from a convention, legal show.
Look at the energy, it oozes.
I'm here in my office. I have, this is an update regarding my progress. So, I just started basically working on this last Saturday. So on the 11th, after the last...
All right, you're falling asleep. So every day, I'm like, dude, just record what you did. Tell me. And for those of you who think, oh, you have to be like you, man. You have to be high energy. You have to be like so motivated and so excited to have success in the business. His videos put me to sleep every night. If I was having insomnia, I'd just play one of Bill's videos. That's a testimony. You have to use the tools. You have to. Now imagine if you could go back and record Darnell's self, his first day in the business, trying to do a presentation. How awesome it would be to see how he has transformed. I'm like, someday, no doubt in my mind, Bill will be a platinum on my team. And I have every day what he did, how he did it. And when he's announced his newest platinum at convention, I'll make sure we wiggle in some of these video clips.
Reporting on my Legal Shield process. It is March 14th, and basically the third day that I've been working on this program. I contacted approximately 12 people today. I'm a consultant, so today I had to wake up. I woke up around 4:30 so that I could head up way up into the mountains.
All right, and again, out of time, I'm not going to play the whole thing for you. But now look. Now we start to have another person on his tree. He's starting to grow. His dad joined his team. And then, all of a sudden, he's getting deposits. His first membership, his second membership. Now we're getting paid out for these things. Another video clip.
Hi, this is Bill Moga. This is my update for March 15th, 2017. I'm just getting ready to head out to the weekly training in Loveland with Dr. Dave Hughes. So I contacted 25 people today, and I'm
25 people one day.
A future recruit whom I plan on signing up today at the training.
Taking guests
and
with him.
I just want to show you what I've done today. So on my Steady Eddie, I'm at 72% complete. Okay, so I don't know what that means.
All right, I've got time to go through the whole thing. He has no clue what any of it means. Like Ryan Burns said, you don't need to teach him what it means. Just put him in, get the activity going and stuff. Okay? But now he's only sold two personal memberships so far. But again, we still got a little bit of time to go. Notice though, with still 16 days left in the month, we're 4 exposures over the goal. We started with 18 days left in the month. In 2 days, we hit the goal plus 4 more. Now, that's with 16 days left. Later on that night, he sent me an updated screenshot. Actually, it's now 150. Then with 15 days left, 160% of the goal. 14 days left, 195. 13 days left, 200. Later on the night, he sent me an updated photo, actually 205. Every night, I'm like, at 10 o'clock, I need your screenshot. And then like 10:30, like, whoops, another one came in. Like, who's checking out your website at 11 o'clock at night? It's like, I don't know, but I'm giving you new numbers, okay? 11 days left, 220%. Here's another video.
Good morning, this is Bill Monka. It is March 20th, 2017.
So 10 days left.
Here's,
I'm not going to go through that, but now look, organizational's already up to 20 sales so far in the business. And remember, we're only at the 21st, so he's been working really 1 week. 1 week, okay? Then on the 22nd, you can see that he's now up to the senior manager. By the 24th, we got 27 sales. By the way, 24th, you got 1 week left in the month. You're only halfway to executive director. Like, for a lot of people, like, throw in the towel. Then on the 25th, we're at 31 sales. The 27th, we only got 3 days left. We're at 31. We're 20 sales out. Most people would have quit at this point. But then on the 1st of the next month, last month numbers, 62 sales. Went way over 50 sales. Hit executive director in just over 2 weeks. That is pretty darn impressive. For the next few minutes, what I'd like, we got a handheld mic, I'd like to bring Mr. Bill Mwonga. Come on up, Mr. Bill Mwonga. Come on over. I'm going to ask him a couple of questions. I mean, it took me 11 months busting my hump to get to executive director 17 years ago. A little over 2 weeks goes executive director. What was it about Legal Shield that after 16 years made you finally say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do something?
Okay, first of all, I want to say that I really appreciate Mr. Hall. I really am so grateful for Mr. Hall. He is my mentor. I owe everything to him. Please, thank you. Also, I have another mentor in the room, Dr. David Hughes. We attended all of his events every week with my team. And I'm extremely grateful for the Hughes brothers and our leadership here with David Hall and the Hughes brothers. So what did it for me was I went to the international. So Dave had to, what he didn't tell you is he contacted about 30 people before he contacted me. I was like, he started at Z and ended up at B, not the other way around. And so I went to the international convention and I had been praying, okay, for decades, right, for an opportunity to perform service for my church full time. So that's always been something that I wanted to do for a very long time. And so I got into government contracting because as a consultant, I had more money and time freedom and I needed to have that time for my kids, but I was able to serve more in my church. And so about 20 years, I thought that was the answer. But I had been praying for a long time for an opportunity to have more time to serve. And so I went to the International Convention, mainly because most of the event, most of the stuff is paid for. So Dave was like, get your ticket, I got the rest. And I said, all right, let's do it. I had no intention of selling. I went to the international convention and I heard, so Chris Hughes said something. So it was an eye-opening event for me across the board, just how everything was focused on personal development. But Chris Hughes said something. He said, this company is ordained by God. Okay? When I don't know if you guys feel that or not. This company is ordained by God. Okay? So when he said that, when I heard that, okay, in Polynesia, we call that chicken skin. Okay, you get chicken skin. You say, oh, wow, you saw an angel? Oh, I get chicken skin, bro. That's how they talk, right? So, but I felt that. I felt something, okay? Something pricked my heart. And I was like, wow, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This isn't just about money. This isn't just about recognition. This isn't even just about personal development. If it was, that's still the good reason to do it. But I saw it as this is an answer to what I've been searching for decades. An answer to me for how I can serve more people. And so I started making my list of people that could benefit from the service and could also use that money and time freedom. And so that became my why, was to empower my family, my sister, my father. So those are the first people that I signed up, my father, my sister, my brothers, uncles, just down the line. So that's what it was, Dave.
How important is Prospect by Legal Shield in your business, being so busy working 50, 60 hours a week as a full-time contractor trying to still do this part-time?
It's everything. It's everything because I can plug in 25 people a day within maybe an hour and then follow up with them via text message throughout the day, throughout the week, and they're watching videos. So I've got people who are watching videos right now while we're at this event, and my people have people who are watching the videos right now while we're at the event. That's how it works, right? It's a snowball effect. You plug people in to Prospect, and we teach our team to do that, and then it just snowballs. Then you have, you know, hundreds and maybe thousands of people watching the videos, becoming interested, and then, you know, we follow the system.
Wonderful. And not only did he hit executive director and go past it the first month, when he had 50 sales, yeah, I'm telling him, sandbag, you don't understand. New executive directors need to sandbag once you hit 50. He just kept on going. The next month, we hit 50. I'm like, sandbag. He's like, nope. Now he's hitting executive director halfway through the month. I mean, just team has absolutely grown like a weed. Last question for you. How important is it for people to plug into the weekly business briefing?
It's everything. So the event, so I was converted, if you will, at an event at the International Convention. That was my first event. And so events are everything to me. So vitally important that we plug into the weekly briefings and the events. That's where the energy is. So for me, that's where the spirit is, right? It's like going to church, right? So if you don't like going to church, find a different reason to go. I like going to church. Just like going to church.
Awesome. Give him a hand. Bill Monka. Thank you. Okay. All right. So then he sent me a few just screenshots of commissions coming in. That was a daily commission right there. He then texts me, here's this commission, it's 1,057. He says, this can't be right. I got paid 700 yesterday and 1,000 today. I'll check on this tomorrow. This is crazy. I said, get used to it, buddy. He sent me a screenshot of his Wells Fargo bank account. It's probably too small for everyone to see, but 1,000, 5,000, 747, 43, 200, 1,057, 7, 13, 5,000, 2,982, 1,892. I mean, just daily deposits, crazy money coming in. When he said, I'm going for the $100,000 ring my first year, no doubt he's easily on his track. In fact, you look at this that corporate sent out about the top team builders in the company. Number one was Brian Crothers. He's been here 18 years. Number two was Bill Malonga, been here 4 months. With this quick video, because 17 years ago, if I wanted to recruit you, remember the lady that recruited me came to my house with a video, put it in the VCR, hit play, sat out, got out of the way. I signed up. 17 years ago, I took that video around and I'd go over and I'd show people this video. And quite honestly, it's a horrible video, but it did enough to do the work. But I had to come to your house and show you the video. Here's what I found out. In my busy day, between husband, father, work, kids, church, I had small little windows where I could fit in time. With my prospect, I had to find in their busy schedule a little window, and then I had to make them match up. And if I showed it to the husband, but the wife wasn't with them, I wasted the entire time. Now I had to find my window that fit his window and fit the wife's window. Otherwise, I was really just wasting my time in this business. You know how hard that is to make that work? And there'd be times I'd drive 2 hours to go show them a video and they forgot I was coming and they went and left. And I'd turn around and drive 2 hours to go back home. It was so hard to do this business, to get in real solid exposures. Honestly, if you did 2 a day, you weren't a superstar. You just really weren't. The videos that we bought were $8 a piece. $8 came with a videotape, an audio cassette, a brochure wrapped around it with a rubber band. We called it the brick. They weren't comfortable to try to discreetly put in your pocket either. You know, you go. Yeah, I mean, they were like this long, okay? But there were times where we'd buy a case of them every month. And when you're buying a case of 100 of them, $800 for marketing material to stay active in the company, I mean, you're hoping that people that are not interested will give them back to you. But not very many people mail the brick back to you. So you're throwing money out the tailpipe to just stay active in the business. I want to show you, when Brian Crothers talks about compressed time frames, what technology, what Prospect by Legal Shield can do for your business today. I got a quick example of technology. If there's someone that can kill the house lights and turn up the volume for this, that would be awesome.
Let him be with the guys. Let him be, feel like he's part of the team.
I had a set to carry around the man phone while
I'm sitting. Is that more volume
than that? It definitely is.
Before practice, we're scrimmaging, and coach stopped the scrimmage and he's like, I'm putting in one more new play.
When we start talking about the idea of possibly getting him into a game, he got the play in the hole. Just fitting that we call it heel because it was going to be his play in his moment.
The problem with me today is my apologize. My last home game is like just be pulled off.
Technology, I had my iPhone. So I had my iPhone when I was filming the game.
We were getting a little anxious. I'm kind of shaking my leg a little bit. You hear a little bit more buzz going on.
And I sent Owen in so he could get his own grand entrance, as you will.
Let's go, Owen.
has that little boy out there.
Like a picture, I do the over, the play.
Somebody who's got something like this. But to actually do something about it, and the people that did something about it weren't adults, weren't people like you and me. They were kids half our age.
Sure.
And they just took it to the next level. His coach, one thing that wasn't in this story I wanted to point out, his coach said after the game to the team, guys, what you witnessed tonight will stick with you for the rest of your lives. I wasn't there, but just by watching it,
sure,
I think I put myself in that group.
Sure.
What a story.
Owen entered high school this fall and is now a manager on the high school team. What an incredible story.
Awesome. How many times was that video clip retweeted the first day? 93,000 times, went out to millions of people. Who were some of the people that were retweeting it?
Lil Wayne.
RG3, Sarah Palin, the list goes on and on. How many hours before SportsCenter's top 10 plays of the day did a junior high kid create the hashtag Get Owen on SportsCenter?
4 hours.
4 hours before they aired live, one of his friends, a kid in junior high, says, wonder if we could get our friend Owen on SportsCenter tonight. 93,000 tweets, millions of people later, overnight, just like that. Now think about this. With technology, what we can do today. Versus 17 years ago, you could have a newspaper come out, a guy could take an article on Owen, he could take a picture of him taking a basket, put it in the paper, and everyone in his hometown could read about it the next day. A few thousand people. Now millions of people can see stuff instantly. 17 years ago, I had to come to your house and show you a video to try to recruit you. Today, we got people like Bill Malunga maxing out Prospect by Legal Shield on a daily basis because we can do so much more than we're really doing. We can grow so much faster. With a man that's a single dad running a construction company working 50, 60 hours a week, goes executive director in 2 weeks, show me how that works 17 years ago. Fit that into your busy schedule and go exec in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Doesn't happen unless you have the power of technology that we have today to be able to do this. Every single person in this room can do so much more than what we're really doing with the power that we have today. There's not a reason why every single person in this room shouldn't be wearing the six-figure ring when we roll back in here next year. Thank you for coming out today. We're going to take it.